Speaking to the Republican Governors Association this past week, President Bush volunteered some high praise for Vice President Dick Cheney, saying, "I have taken the measure of this man. They don't come any better, and I am proud to have Dick Cheney by my side."
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
That the president found it necessary to volunteer this endorsement for someone who has been the golden boy of his administration seemed odd, but the fact is that Cheney has fallen upon some politically hard times. His troubles are of several sorts. There is first of all the fact that his old company, the Halliburton Corporation, has been caught overcharging for gasoline and for meals served to American troops in Iraq, and is now under investigation for alleged bribery to get foreign contracts. There is the fact that Cheney took the lead in talking up the necessity for invading Iraq and made some of the most unqualified statements about the imminence of an Iraqi threat. As early as August 2002, he told an audience of veterans, "There is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. There is no doubt he is amassing them to use." Cheney's strange refusal to tell what companies he consulted with as head of the Bush Energy Task Force has created an issue now before the Supreme Court. And his duck-hunting holiday with Justice Antonin Scalia, shortly after the court announced it was taking the case, had a lot of his supporters shaking their heads. Perhaps the most painful episode in Cheney's recent past arose from President Bush's decision to support a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Cheney had said that he would support any position the president took. Cheney's daughter, Mary, who works for the presidential re-election campaign, is openly lesbian. Neither had anything to say after Bush announced his position. A recent Times CNN poll found Americans evenly split on the question of whether Cheney should be nominated again. Time headlined, "Is Cheney an asset or a liability?" That the question is even raised indicates what tough times these are for the vice president. This is Daniel Shore.